previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Giant Australian miner BHP has ended another attempt to acquire its smaller rival, Anglo American. It was an unexpected and short-lived attempt by the world's largest miner to thwart a planned tie-up between Anglo and Canada's Teck Resources. BHP confirmed earlier today that it had held preliminary discussions with Anglo, but said it was no longer considering a combination of the two companies. BHP's approach speaks to pressures on an industry eager to add scale and growth, especially in copper. It came just weeks before shareholders from Anglo and Teck, both copper-rich targets, are scheduled to vote on their own deal to create a company worth more than $60 billion US dollars. The United Arab Emirates plans to invest $1 billion, just under 18 billion rand, in AI infrastructure in Africa. The UAE made the announcement at the G20 meeting in Johannesburg over the weekend, saying it will help develop digital infrastructure, improve government services, and enhance productivity. No details about which countries will benefit directly, but the UAE is now the fourth biggest investor in Africa. According to Bloomberg, its investments span renewable energy, logistics, and critical minerals. And staying with similar investments, Absa and Heineken Beverages, the local unit of Dutch brewing giant Heineken, have launched a 1.2 billion rand initiative to help small businesses grow and withstand economic shocks. According to News 24, Heineken's 600 million rand portion of the arrangement forms part of the 10 billion in public interest commitments over 5 years its parent made to secure approval for its acquisition 2 years ago of Distell. The initiative, called the Ukukula Fund, will provide zero-interest loans to qualifying applicants. It's aimed at SMEs operating in the alcoholic beverages value chain. On the markets, as we went into the weekend, the JSE was down sharply, tracking earlier declines on global markets, and with mining shares leading the way. JSE All Share was off 2%, the top 40 down 2.1%. London's FTSE ended just above flat. On Wall Street, however, we saw something of a rebound. The Dow, the S&P 500, and the Nasdaq all up just above or just beneath 1%. New employment figures in the U.S. pointing towards no interest rate cut there before the year end. Tokyo this morning closed for a holiday. Hong Kong up 1.4%. Sydney up 1.2%. U.S. dollar remains firmer at 1.15 to the euro. The rand's picked up slightly, 17.37 to the dollar, 20.01 to the euro, 22.76 to sterling. Gold at 4,045, platinum 1,537, Bitcoin just over 87,500, and Brent crude oil just under $62.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.